We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:15 here on this Friday morning, May 29th. No surprise, hot and humid throughout the weekend. Highs near 90, chances for rain 40% today, 20% tomorrow, and then 0% on Sunday. A little high pressure comes in, but it's humidity is going to be down, but it's going to be hotter than you know what. And right now we're looking at 72 degrees. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, and we'll talk about this throughout the morning, should Louisiana restaurants be free of liability if somebody goes to eat there and they get sick from coronavirus? So you can log on to WWL.com and cast your ballots. And I'll tell you something else about the text number later on. But right now we want to join our guest, Elia Shapiro, the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Thank you for taking the time with us. So I'm looking at Section 230, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. That's pretty much what the president's executive order is aimed at?
That's right. The president's executive order, as it turns out, I mean, there's been this big debate in conservative circles, also in liberal circles. Elizabeth Warren has proposed a version of this to strip immunity from, well, mainly the target is social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, for censoring conservative views is the attack. Now, you know, it's a bit of a separate discussion whether they're actually doing that. Now they're not a public actor. They're not a state actor. They're so the First Amendment, they have First Amendment protection. They can do as they will regardless. But the question is, should they be stripped of liability for defamation perhaps, or should they be treated as a government entity and forced to not quote unquote censor? The thing is, the president can't implement that kind of policy by himself. It will take an act of Congress to change that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And so what this executive order does is it tells other government agencies, the Department of Commerce, the subunits of it, to petition the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to change certain regulations. But even then, it's not clear whether how much those regulations can change rather than the legislation that's necessary. And also to stop government advertising as much, or agency advertising, on these various platforms. But, you know, it's a lot of fighting on both sides about what, you know, alarmism or cheering of what the president's doing. But actually, the executive order doesn't, because it can't do that much.
So it's a lot of sound and no fury.
You know, like a lot of things the last few years since Donald Trump became president, everyone's up in arms, whether pro or con. And it's, you know, the thing that's the high profile shiny object isn't necessarily the biggest thing that's going on.
You know, you offend any powerful person, there's going to be payback. Chances are, maybe not the Pope, but even then, who knows? Sometimes it's hidden, like with Chris Christie, I guess, and Bridgegate and all of that stuff, where there's like a little buffer between the two. But in this case, I don't know how you could interpret this as anything other than payback, seeking vengeance by the president after Twitter marking a couple of his tweets.
Well, this has been in the works for a long time. This isn't just something generated, in a few days since Twitter fact-checked the tweet. That might have been, whether it's coincidence or they're looking for the latest outrage to release it, but certainly this has been worked on for months and months. And it goes to the larger debate, because when we're thinking about what are we doing by regulating or forcing Twitter or Facebook to be fair or what have you? It's government telling private companies what they can and cannot publish, even if they are to be considered a publisher rather than a platform. And that makes me nervous because, whether you like what Donald Trump thinks about the content on Twitter or Facebook or Josh Hawley or whoever your favorite politician is, tomorrow it's going to be somebody else with the keys to that castle. And that makes me very nervous. I always tell people in whatever context, whether it's, internet regulation is the least of it, but any type of government power, imagine your biggest political enemy with the keys to that particular car. Would you want them to have it?
Might not be your person next time. We're going to take a break when we come back. In terms of, you're talking about, especially politically, as it relates to political speech, right? Because when we come back, I want to ask you, how would you define or even identify political bias? Because, one person's brilliant. Same thing with activist judges. When people use the phrase activist judge, I think an activist judge is somebody who rules against you. If you win, then you think he's a brilliant jurist, or she is. But if you lose, then all of a sudden they're making law from the bench. We'll continue our conversation when we come back about the president's executive order and Twitter. I think it's, free speech. Let him say whatever he wants. But then again, there is the responsibility of the person reading it to understand what's real and what's not. And I guess within some guidelines. We'll talk about those when we come back. 621 Traffic Now, WWL.
From the WBL Rejuvenate Medical Traffic Center, I'm Joshua Dausch. Looking good across the Bonnie Carey Spillway Bridge and on the causeway this morning through Kenner and Metairie, both I-10 and Airline problem-free. All the way between the airport into downtown, if you're coming from the east on the interstate, no congestion at the high-rise. River crossings all moving along without any slowdowns and all ferries operating normally. Have a traffic tip, call WBL 504-260-INFO.
624 Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ilya Shapiro, director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. Bottom line, Ilya, practically speaking, does this executive order go anywhere or change anything that the president signed as it relates to social media platforms?
Well, no, it cannot change the legislation that's the target of this big argument or debate about censorship or shadow banning or what have you, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. You can't change it because it's legislation. It's basically telling agencies to look good and hard about changing their regulations in any way they can, which is really tinkering around the margins and isn't going to change the state of the law.
Speaking of tinkering around the margins, the president, seems to me, he would love Twitter. And again, I guess he did until a couple of his tweets were flagged, but he's been...
It's like his favorite frenemy. I mean, his whole campaign is based on being frank on Twitter and saying things to draw attention and owning the libs and things like that.
So who needs who more? Does Twitter need the president more? Does the president need Twitter more?
Well, Twitter's business model is a little different from, say, CNN. CNN certainly needs the president, and the reason why they and other cable news networks featured him a whole lot in 2016 was because it drew viewers. I don't know whether Twitter's business model or advertising revenue or however it makes money would go down if it banned Trump or Trump was not on it, but it is certainly a part of the outrage culture and an unhealthy way that we probably do politics these days.
So if Twitter, is it possible, and I'm looking at the rules here, and I don't know if I can interpret them all properly, but is it possible that the president could get himself tossed off of Twitter?
It might be more trouble than it's worth for Twitter. I'm sure Twitter executives have discussed that possibility. Certainly there have been calls to do that, over various things that he's tweeted over the years. You know, the way that Twitter reads its own terms of service has been so malleable that I'm sure they could find reason to toss him or suspend him for a while. But they haven't done that because I think they've decided it's more trouble than it's worth. Not even necessarily for government pressure, but just in terms of making themselves even more the center of attention in our discourse than it already is.
Boy, it'd be something to see, wouldn't it?
That would be very interesting. You know, after what happened in 2016, I no longer try to predict or am surprised by anything that happens in our political world.
I'm right there with you. So when it comes to, even if there was an attempt, and let's talk about FCC, I guess, with the media that they do monitor in terms of political bias. Sorry, we're all working from home. Who's that, a boy or girl?
That's my four-year-old boy, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
I was in my study with I have a light on that says on air, but he's knocking. He's hungry. It's time to turn the show on. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and it's okay. I'm still talking to you.
We love kids, so it's good to hear from Jacob. So how would you even identify or political bias or recognize it? Because it's, you know, one person's bias is another person's brilliant political statement.
Well, that's exactly right. I think the argument is that conservative viewpoints get downgraded or suspended or what's called shadow banned, and that they can still post, but the algorithm is tweaked that none of their followers see it, that sort of thing. The problem is, if the remedy is to have some sort of fairness doctrine, as was in place for TV and radio in the 70s. Well, I think so-called conservative voices are going to be hurt even more there, because that's what happened the last time we had the fairness doctrine. You sort of have this broad pablum with the so-called mainstream view, and the alternative conservative pushback is not going to be featured. They're not going to risk it. So be careful what you wish for. I mean, in a sense, as you were saying, the conservative opponents of Twitter, of Facebook, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship that they have with these platforms. They need each other.
Thin line between love and hate. Thank you, Ilya. Tell Jacob hi and go get him his breakfast.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Ilya Shapiro, director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. When we come back, we're going to talk to U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy about an act that he wants to pass to help gig workers and more. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.